Good morning. It's March 14th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a turn of events that bridges the gap between music and podcasting controversies, folk rock icon Neil Young is making a notable return to Spotify, ending a two-year hiatus sparked by a clash over misinformation. This decision marks the end of Young's boycott, initially triggered by his concerns over false claims related to COVID-19 and vaccines disseminated by Joe Rogan's podcast on the platform. Neil Young's initial departure from Spotify was a bold stance against the spread of misinformation, specifically pointing to content shared on the Joe Rogan Experience. Young had issued an ultimatum to Spotify, demanding the removal of Rogan's podcast or his music from the platform. Choosing to stand by its deal with Rogan, Spotify saw Young pull his discography in protest. This move underscored Young's commitment to fighting misinformation, a stance supported by a collective of scientists and medical professionals through an open letter to Spotify. However, the landscape has shifted. With Joe Rogan's podcast no longer exclusive to Spotify, Young sees an opportunity to return, aiming to reach a broader audience and enhance the listening experience of his music through improved audio quality. He has expressed hope that Spotify will introduce a high-res tier, catering to his and audiophiles' desires for superior sound. The end of Rogan's exclusivity and the potential for better audio quality have paved the way for Young's discography to grace Spotify's platform once again. While Spotify has yet to comment on Young's return, the move reflects the artist's enduring commitment to making his music accessible to fans worldwide. Despite his previous reservations, Young's decision acknowledges the evolving dynamics of digital platforms and the importance of being where listeners are. It's a reminder of the complex interplay between artists' values and the realities of digital music distribution in the age of streaming. Lights, camera, action. The Fall Guy, a film that brings the high-flying world of Hollywood stunts to the big screen, made a splash at its premiere at the South by Southwest Film and TV Festival. This action comedy, directed by David Leitch and starring Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and Aaron Taylor Johnson, is a nod to the 1980s CBS series, diving into the life of a Hollywood stuntman caught in the crosshairs of an explosive sci-fi western project. Ryan Gosling, in a display of dedication to the craft, overcame a personal fear of heights to perform his own stunts for the movie. This commitment underscores the film's homage to old-school stunt work and the blue-collar crews that make movie magic happen. Alongside the adrenaline-pumping action, the film weaves in a love story between Gosling's character Colt and a camera operator named Jody, played by Emily Blunt, enriching the narrative with insider jokes and references that film enthusiasts will appreciate. Despite its high-octane sequences and practical effects that pay tribute to the art of stunts, The Fall Guy has faced some criticism. Issues with pacing and editing, as well as the portrayal of its female lead, Jody Moreno, have been noted. However, the overall reception leans heavily positive, with many predicting it to be the must-see blockbuster of the summer. At the heart of its success, director David Leitch's advocacy for the recognition of stunt performers shines through. He is optimistic that The Fall Guy will not only entertain, but also spark a conversation about the invaluable contributions of stunt crews to the film industry, potentially leading to the creation of a new Oscar category dedicated to stunt performance. The film, with its blend of action, humor, and a touch of romance, aims to elevate the appreciation for the unsung heroes behind the scenes. In a testament to a remarkable career blending rock music and style, Lenny Kravitz has been immortalized with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This accolade not only recognizes his musical genius, but also cements his status as an entertainment industry icon. The ceremony was nothing short of a family affair and a gathering of stars. Zoe Kravitz, Lenny's daughter, alongside his friend and Hollywood heavyweight Denzel Washington, were among the notable attendees. Zoe's speech was a highlight, where she praised her father's unwavering dedication to his craft and his distinctive fashion sense, setting him apart in the world of music and entertainment. Lenny Kravitz, in his response, expressed profound gratitude for the honor. He dedicated this star to his late mother, who he credited with much of his success, and to the friends and collaborators who have been part of his journey. Kravitz also took a moment to acknowledge Norman Lear, the man who gave him his start in Hollywood, illustrating the interconnected nature of his career in music and entertainment. Furthermore, he shared his excitement about his upcoming 12th album, Blue Electric Light, set to release in May, signaling that his creative journey is far from over. Since 1960, the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been a symbol of achievement in the entertainment industry. Lenny Kravitz's induction into this prestigious group is a celebration of his enduring impact on music and culture, a fitting tribute to a career that has inspired many. In a strategic move that reshapes the landscape of Indian media, Reliance Industries is set to acquire a significant stake in Viacom 18 from Paramount Global for a hefty sum, marking a pivotal moment in the industry. This deal not only expands Reliance's media footprint, but also signals a major merger with global media giant Disney, creating a powerhouse in the Indian entertainment sector. Reliance Industries has agreed to purchase a 13.01% stake in Indian media conglomerate Viacom 18 for approximately $517 million, bringing Viacom 18 under its majority ownership. Viacom 18, known for its portfolio of 40 television channels including popular names like Comedy Central and Nickelodeon, is set to merge with Disney's Star India as part of this broader agreement. This strategic acquisition ensures that Paramount will continue to license its content to Viacom 18, which audiences can enjoy through Reliance's GeoCinema streaming service. The merger, valued at an impressive $8.5 billion, aims to create a media behemoth catering to over 750 million viewers, both in India and the global Indian diaspora. With Nita Ambani at the helm as chairperson and Uday Shankar serving as vice chair, the joint venture is poised for success. This move not only solidifies Reliance's dominant position in the Indian media and entertainment market, but also aligns with projections that the sector could balloon to $100 billion by 2030. Through this acquisition, Reliance Industries makes a clear statement about its ambitions and its commitment to leading the charge in the rapidly evolving media landscape. In a moment that has since reverberated beyond the glitz and glamour of the Oscars, director Jonathan Glazer's speech about his film The Zone of Interest and the ongoing conflict in Gaza has ignited a firestorm of controversy. This has not only divided opinions, but has also underscored a broader division within Hollywood regarding the Israel-Hamas war. At the heart of the debate, actor Mark Ruffalo, known for his political activism, made a statement by wearing an Artists for Ceasefire pin, signaling his involvement in efforts to free hostages held by Hamas. Adding to the complexity, Glazer's association with Len Blavatnik, a billionaire with connections to Russian oligarchs and GOP contributions, has raised eyebrows and added another layer of controversy to the situation. The speech has also provoked a significant rift within the Jewish community, with some accusing Glazer of minimizing the Holocaust, while others have lauded him for his courage to speak out. Amidst the backlash, organizations like Breaking the Silence have thrown their support behind Glazer, contrasting sharply with the criticism from Jewish communal leaders and the Holocaust Survivors Foundation. The controversy has even extended to Germany's art and culture scenes, where political figures like Vizekanzler Robert Habeck have weighed in, emphasizing Germany's unique responsibility towards Israel due to its history. Moreover, the director's stance has garnered support from notable figures in the entertainment industry, including Billie Eilish and Mark Ruffalo, who have publicly shown their solidarity through symbolic red pins, advocating for a ceasefire in Gaza. As the dust settles, the conversation sparked by Glazer's Oscar speech continues to unfold, reflecting not only on the complexities of the Israel-Hamas conflict, but also on the role of artists and celebrities in political and social discourse. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.